Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. It's the site. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The show is about your calls. Otherwise, we bring up stuff that's interesting to us. And, Nick, you've got a story that, I guess, goes to show that the troops are already in the streets. We had heard recently that around 20,000 U.S. troops were expected to begin some sort of a tour of duty right here in the United States. And I'm not sure if this is that same group of military guys or not, but what's going on? Is this California?
This is California, and it's not the Army Combat Brigade that came back under the control of NORTHCOM for Homeland Security that a lot of our listeners are probably familiar with. This is a more localized thing. This from democraticunderground.com. Marine Corps Air and Ground Combat Center Provost Marshal and the local California Highway Patrol office will begin working together on December 12th and throughout the holiday season in a joint effort to reduce accidents and drinking and driving. The combined mutual cooperation between the Marine Corps Military Police and state enforcement officers will begin somewhere along Highway 62.
Wow.
So this is near San Bernardino County in California.
This could be, I mean, just because it happens to be near San Bernardino doesn't mean anything. This could be happening where you are, whether it's California or Colorado or Florida, wherever. This could be happening near you. And what are they doing? It's a checkpoint? Or
These drunk driving checkpoints that they do, especially around the holidays. For some reason,
wow,
the Highway Patrol is bringing in the Marine Corps to assist them. The California Highway Patrol will set up DUI check roadblocks with the presence of military police, a violation of the Posse Comitatus Act.
Oh, what Posse Comitatus Act? Didn't they get rid of that back with the Military Commissions Act, or basically
the article gets into that? Actually, it's sort of back and forth. And I guess local residents are concerned. They expressed concern on Jerry Daniels' radio show, so I don't know what that is. If you're in San Bernardino, it's on 107.7, so obviously some people are concerned, as they should be. I mean,
right.
It is a violation of Posse Comitatus, and it is a felony. It's a felony crime
for the guys in the military?
Yep. Actually, the Posse Comitatus Act did put in place penalties. Unlike, well, it's not,
wow,
it's a law, it's not a constitution. I mean, it's based on the Constitution, but it is punishable by a fine or imprisonment for not more than 2 years.
Yeah, but don't they need some sort of federal prosecutor to essentially lay that out there? Or can individuals go through what Sam and from the Obscure Truth Network has suggested, and that is bring some sort of grand jury indictment against them?
I don't know. They may be able to do that.
Not that that's an easy process or one that's understandable by most people.
No, and certainly you're putting yourself on their radar. You're setting yourself up for retaliation when you start charging government officials with crimes. Not that I'm saying don't.
They're not going to like it.
Actually, the article even suggested as a joke, well, you could go out there and place these. I don't know if they were saying place the military personnel or the highway patrol personnel under arrest, which you would legally be able to do and then call the sheriff, but they said it probably wouldn't be a good idea.
They're working with the sheriff, aren't they?
They're working with the state highway patrol.
Okay.
So with the state police.
States.
But in most places, if you arrest a law enforcement officer, the sheriff is the one who you would actually call.
Mm-hmm.
So, or you would call them to complain about a law enforcement officer. In bigger cities, you go to internal affairs. But in most places, the sheriff sort of has jurisdiction to arrest police officers because they're elected. They're kind of the end of the line. They're where the buck stops. By the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878, it was provided that it shall not be lawful to employ any part of the Army of the United States, which would include any other.
Does that include the Marines? It does?
Well, actually, the Act reads Army, so I don't know. The Marines are under the Department of the Navy. But
well, they're going to do it with the Army anyway, because the original press release about the 20,000 troops was for an Army brigade, right?
Right, and that's an Army Combat Brigade, active duty Army, which is different. The governor, even under current law and Posse Comitatus, the governor can call up the National Guard of a state during an emergency, which they do all the time, to assist civilian law enforcement and things like that. But it's illegal to use the federal Army.
The actual military.
Right.
Yeah.
As a Posse Comitatus or otherwise for the purpose of executing the laws, except in such cases and under such circumstances as such employment of said force may be expressly authorized by the Constitution or by act of Congress. So Congress has
Just pass a law and then override that.
Well, the Posse Comitatus Act is just a law,
right.
Statutory law, so they could just override it with a majority and pass a new law anyway.
But they haven't done that, right?
Well, they passed the Military Commissions Act. However, the Military Commissions Act was repealed.
Really?
That segment of the language that allowed the president to call up the troops on his own say-so, that was repealed, but President Bush, when he signed that bill that repealed it into law, our constitutional system's dead. He wrote a signing statement saying he didn't feel bound by that language. So, if you go by the Constitution...
It's unconstitutional.
It's unconstitutional. He signed the bill into law, and signing statements don't make laws... Not
but if you go
effect.
By what they go by...
But if you go by the Constitution anyway, it's pretty clear that a standing army is not supposed to be used at all unless the war has been declared. So
the entire situation is unconstitutional. So essentially, if you go by the way they play, by whatever nonsensical rules they have made up for themselves, whatever the president says goes, right?
Right, but in this case, I haven't been able to find anywhere where the president called them up or the Congress.
The Marines, you mean?
Right. So they're being used on U.S. soil without even a presidential safe. So as far as I can tell from a couple of the articles about it I've read. So it's just this provost marshal from this
He's just grabbing
base
some Marines and taking them out.
On off base onto what is supposed to be the civilian world where the rest of us live.
Is the ACLU chiming in here? Are they going to do any? Is anybody going to do anything about this? Or people just upset at this point? This is brand new. It just started
It's brand new. It started on the 12th, and these articles aren't very old. This one was posted December 15th, so the ACLU probably hasn't had time to pick up on it yet, because the ACLU usually files a lawsuit. That's how they fight things, so they have to take their time, wait for the court to come into session. The ACLU will probably file something after the fact, I can imagine, if they can find somebody who wants to complain about the way they were treated at the checkpoint, but...
Good luck finding that person. I mean, people don't want to stick their head above water. They don't like what's going on, but at the same time, they don't feel as though there's really much that they can do about it. This, to me, begs for activist action. As far as if there was some sort of...
I mean, it's in California. There's not...
Right, there's no, nobody's going to do anything
space.
There. All I'm saying is what I'd like to see would be some activism if this were to be going on in your neighborhood to get together, not by yourself. You're going to need a group of people. Get a group of people, maybe four or five people together with cameras and audio recorders and go down there and get footage of this actually going on. Put that up on YouTube and show people what's happening. Because
hopefully somebody will be out there. I mean, I don't know. They did cover this over on Alex Jones's website, InfoWars. I know he covers the police state, and he has fans who obviously try to monitor the police state. And they do bring in, you know, I don't agree with everything that Alex Jones says,
sure.
But one thing he's been very good at is getting footage out there. A lot of the footage of U.S. troops training for this kind of domestic role that are out there
on
the internet.
Yeah, he's been doing that for years.
He has put out there, or people who have sent it to him, and he's gotten it out there where people can see it. So
right, so that's one of the important things, is to show people this is going on instead of it just being an article about what's supposedly happening. Show people the reality of it, how it's working. Try to actually go up and talk to these guys and ask them questions. And because when what we're talking about here, I mean, it's the searches are bad enough as is. The checkpoints that are just wholesale checking every single person that's on a road, that's bad enough. But this is taking it an extra degree towards this total police state, in that the military guys are less accountable. They're even less accountable than the sheriff's office, or in this case, it's the state police, because they're just that much more anonymous, and the bureaucracy is that much larger, and getting any kind of problems resolved is going to be next to impossible. It's already very difficult with a local sheriff's office getting answers or getting somebody held accountable for their actions. You try holding some soldier accountable for some midnight stop. Maybe they're not even wearing name tags. Who knows how this is going to go down? It's not going to be good.
Yeah, it's certainly not a good situation. And it does legitimize the concerns that a lot of people have about seeing the U.S. military used on American streets as law enforcement. It's already happening without an emergency.
Right, and we may be seeing more of it, and so people should look out for that in their local area, and don't just stand by and let this happen. There must be something you can do. Your ideas, share them with us at 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere, ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once, and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application of photo blocker. Go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com, or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Have you thought about investing in storable foods or in survival kits for your home, car, office, or child's school? This holiday season, give the gift of safety. Give the gift of peace of mind. Give the gift of survival from SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com is the only website that offers the very best in high-quality preparedness gear at the lowest prices around. Give that friend or family member the gift they would never buy for themselves. From 72-hour survivor kits to survival tools to toys for the kids to help pass hard times, SurvivalGearSource.com has something for everyone on your Christmas list. As we enter this new year full of uncertainty, be ready and be prepared. Shop online at SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Use the coupon code GCN and receive a Patriot Bar with your order, or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925, or online at SurvivalGearSource.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They are yours free. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we go to your phone call, Steve is on the line in Toronto. Hello, Steve.
Hi, guys. I hope you're both doing well tonight.
Just
I was calling with a question for you about airport security and also customs, and I was hoping you might be able to offer some advice.
Okay. We'll do our best.
So, well, I travel a lot for work. I live here in Toronto, Canada, and I'm frequently crossing the border and finding myself more and more irritated not only by invasive airport security going through my things, but also by invasive questioning from customs and immigration when I cross back and forth over the border.
Sure.
And, you know, I try to be polite to these people, but eventually I have a boiling point and I inevitably start becoming rude. I've been watching a little bit the fellow on checkpointusa.org, and I'm finding him very inspirational with his questioning. But I'm wondering if you guys have, in your experience or having spoken to people, have those methods worked at airports? You know, if I'm asking, am I being detained? Am I free to go? What I'm scared of is that they'll just tell me, yes, you're being detained and you're not free to go.
Well, are you intending to ask this question at the security screening checkpoint?
Both security screening and or customs.
They're just going to tell you you're not going to be able to get on a plane.
Yeah.
And they've got total control over that area. And, I mean, with Terry at Checkpoint USA, checkpointusa.org, great blog, interesting videos. Essentially, for those that don't know what you're talking about, he has a video camera in his truck pretty much at all times, and he drives in the southwestern region of the United States for whatever his job or something like that. And he's going through these immigration checkpoints where they're stopping everybody and asking, what's your citizenship? And or are you a U.S. citizen? I think that might be the exact question that they ask. And he refuses to answer the question. What he'll do is he'll say, am I free to go or am I being detained, several times as they continue to ask their question over and over again. He asks his question, and eventually they wave him through. They know who he is because he's the only person who actually goes, probably one of the only people that goes through and does stuff like that.
Yeah.
So when in his case, the longer he sits there, the longer the line gets, and they know that pulling him over is just going to give him more footage, so eventually they just let him go.
Right.
Whereas if you're dealing with an airport, they're not going to let you walk up with a video camera, number one, and that's, I think that's a really important factor to what Terry is doing.
Sure.
And number two, they do have complete control over the facility, so they're just going to say, well, you're not getting on your plane today.
Yeah, you are, and with customs, you're at an actual border. I mean, even if you're at a customs stop internally within the U.S., if you're clearly a native English speaker and you're white, I don't know if Terry happens to be white, but there's a lower threshold there. They're not really, I've been through some of these internal checkpoints over in the state of Vermont, and they're not very picky about what you do. I mean, they just say, are you U.S. citizens? Yes.
Right.
And they wave. I mean, that's how it worked with me. They just say, are you U.S. citizens? You say, yep. And they wave you through.
I mean, it would be an interesting experiment. What it is you're proposing would be an interesting story for you to tell. I just don't know what will happen to you if
you
try it.
That's the problem is, you know, frankly, I'm frightened of these thugs.
Sure.
And I don't know if I want to be the first person to give this a shot when, you know, it's my work on the line.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends on if you think this is a hill that you're willing to die on. I don't know if the national travel security situation is really something that I think. I mean, while I think it's an awful police state situation, I really don't feel like there's much that could be done about it. I think Gardner Goldsmith had a pretty good idea at one time. I don't remember what it entailed. I think it was like just going up and messing with the guys. I forget what the exact technique was. But
right.
But you need more than one activist in order to do anything that would have any effect. You need somebody holding a video camera. You'd need to, I mean, if you'd have to be willing to put your freedom on the line. And,
yeah.
Of course, obviously the video cameraman would as well. So I don't
right.
think it's something you should really go alone.
I don't know. If you're just going to ask if you're being detained and if you're free to go, if you don't push it too far, you're probably not going to get detained. I think
you're not detained. No, you're not free to go.
Something like, you'll probably get an answer to something to that effect. Now, if you say, well, you know, I'm a free man and you don't have a warrant for my arrest and you try to walk through the checkpoint without stopping, I'm sure then, yeah, you're probably going to get detained and or arrested and miss your flight. But if
right.
you just ask the question and just to see what kind of a response you get, I think you're pretty safe there. You
yeah.
might get a special pat-down search or something if you think you're being suspicious, but I can't imagine they'd detain you for simply asking a question like that.
Who knows? You probably have better luck with the Canadian cops than you would the U.S.
Yeah.
Border Patrol.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I've
experienced just about the same amount of thuggery on both sides of the border.
Wow, really?
Oh, yeah.
But when we were coming into the Toronto area in New York, the guy that was letting us into the country, he didn't even look at the passports. He just held them in his hand.
I've had that occasionally when I go into the U.S. It all depends on the mood and of the particular agent you're dealing with, whether it's in Canada or the U.S., I guess.
Well, let us know what you end up deciding, and I wish you good luck. Any other thoughts for us?
No, that's it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Steve. 800-259-9231. I mean, if he's going to go through with it, I credit him. It's a ballsy move.
It is, but I don't know. Just asking the question, a lot of how they react depends on the way you ask the question, so I wouldn't sound angry. I would just ask the question, and I wouldn't push it too far, because when you start pushing it and they don't have the answer, they're going to get frustrated. And when you frustrate bureaucrats,
they're going to take it out on you.
Especially guys who, they are security. I mean, their job is, if somebody is acting suspicious, which by their definition is probably anything unusual, they're probably told to err on the safe side and hold you for a while. You know, that you don't want to push it too far, but I can see asking the question.
But if people don't push it, then it'll just keep getting worse. And that's what's going to happen. It's just going to keep getting worse because the fact is, most of the people that are in an airport are there to go on a vacation or there to go on some sort of business trip, and they want to be where they want to be. They don't want to be held in a cage for 4 hours being interrogated or something like that. They don't want to go and have their travel plans interrupted. So the people that would be doing this kind of activity would really have to be doing traveling specifically for the purposes of kind of messing with the system, pushing the envelope and testing the boundaries. And I think with the exception of John Gilmore, perhaps, from the Electronic Freedom Foundation, John Gilmore, who went through and actually, you know, did some level of non-cooperation with these people, with the exception of him and maybe a handful of other people, it's just not going on. So I don't think that there have really been any instances that have involved multiple activists, which I think would really be kind of a different situation. It certainly would be a curveball for them.
Russell Canning here in New Hampshire tried to fly without papers, and I believe that ended in an arrest for him.
Did that one end in an arrest?
That was where he tried to fly with the Bible and, like, the Declaration of Independence.
Did he get arrested that day? I don't recall. It's been so long. That might have been an example where there was more than one activist as well. More coming up. You can take control. If you've got any ideas, share them. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Less is more. I want you to think of Life Change Tea as, well, a 2008 Ferrari 612. The Ferrari 612 is a two-door, four-passenger luxury car that gives an exploding 540 horsepower through its 6-liter V12. It has a top speed of 199 miles per hour and can accelerate 0 to 60 in about 4 seconds. Life Change Tea will accelerate your life into feeling more energy, losing weight, and cleansing toxins out of your body so you'll live longer. And guess what? You can accelerate your life without a Ferrari 612 sticker price of $318,000. You can buy green tea for less, but unfortunately, it's just another daily driver with no performance. So for just about a dollar a day, you can drive the Ferrari of teas. Don't be fooled by size. Check our website out at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Remember Life Change Tea. Less is more.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, FreeTalkLive.com, and those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And according to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative, privacyharbor.com. Because normal email is not secure, that's privacyharbor.com. We continue with your phone calls to Rashawn in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rashawn.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, Ian. I'm actually a college student here in California, and I've listened to you guys for about a few months, and you guys are doing a pretty good job.
Thank you. What's on your mind tonight?
Basically, I have two questions for you guys today. One is about the Free State Project and its appeal to the young people, especially here in California. And the second one is about American Pit Bull Terrier, the dog. And basically, here some parts in California, they're actually banning owning the Pit Bull barrier.
I think it's tragic. I think it's
people.
Yeah, I find that absolutely tragic. I think that pit bulls are just like any other dog, and dogs, like cats, animals tend to reflect their owner. So if you have a pit bull and you beat it, it's correct. Going to be angry and
the
going to
is,
bite people.
There's quite a bit of individuals involved in professional. It's actually not amateur. It's professional dogfighting in with pit bulls, betting up upwards of $25,000. And what they do is they get the puppy, they buy the puppy at street price, and they raise them just for fighting. And because of this, they are actually banning everybody else from owning pit bulls.
Yep, I think it's unfortunate, and it's not going to stop any sort of dog fighting. Dog fighting's already illegal. So
exactly, the prosecution rate is actually like non-existent compared to it's impossible to catch these people. And what their argument is that they're talking about freedom. They say it's absolute freedom. If you're owning the dog, you own the dog. Basically, it's none of our business. So I was curious what you guys thought of that. I mean, do you think the owner is if he could do whatever he wanted with the dog, or
dog fighting and cock fighting or whatever fighting should be legal because then it takes the black market factor out. I mean, it might still be somewhat underground in a legal world simply because people find it abhorrent. And I think that if it was legal and people did find out who was doing that, I think you could use social ostracism on those people. And I think that would be far more effective than some sort of police raid and SWAT team nonsense that we typically see in the realm of prohibition. And as we can see, if they're doing that kind of business, that's some serious money. And that's what the black market allows them to do. It allows them to make more than they otherwise would be able to. And
the pit bull is actually a violent animal, which is completely ludicrous.
So not true.
It's mostly from the media that people learn that the pit bull is, violent.
Absolutely. I mean, it may be the case that there happen to be some trashy people that own pit bulls, and they happen to, those pit bulls happen to be violent. But pit bulls are, the fact is, if you go into a humane society, you're going to find, generally on any trip, you're going to find pits and mixed pits, and it's just a very popular breed of dogs. So they're all over the place, and it's an absolute insult to people that actually love animals and love pit bulls because they are very lovable dogs if you raise them in that way. But if you beat them and starve them like the people do that are fighting them, then of course they're going to be angry animals.
But if you treat a German Shepherd poorly or a Doberman Pinscher, you're going to get the same thing. And I'm thinking specifically of the watchdog type dogs, the dogs that people tend to think of as aggressive. But a lot of times that's just because those are the breeds that get sought out. I mean, if you're going to make an angry dog, you're not going to do it with a poodle. If you are going to train an attack dog or a fighting dog, it's going to be something that can actually fight. So that's the reason people pick those breeds. But that doesn't mean there's anything innately violent or savage about a particular breed of dog.
I think it's absolutely tragic. Your thoughts on it?
Absolutely. My parents had a pit bull and they had to give it away. They're actually, a few months ago, they took all the pit bulls from certain neighborhoods and they to euthanize them because they thought they were violent animals.
And this is going on in California?
Yeah, this is in California.
I think that is absolutely, that is just awful. I mean, euthanizing everybody's pit bulls, so you're not even getting grandfathered in? You can't even keep your dog?
We can't do anything about it, Which leads to me to my other question, but I don't want to take all your time about the pit bull.
Go right ahead.
Let me ask real quick about the Free State Project. The reason I'm asking this is because just a few months ago, by the way, I wouldn't have done what I'm about to tell you if I didn't listen to Free Talk Live and learning about Ron Paul and all that libertarian type stuff. I actually had the guts to. I didn't think I would do this like a year ago, but I actually pulled over a police officer.
What? How'd you do that?
I horned. I don't have a siren, obviously. I was coming back from class. I was going to work, and I saw the police officer on his phone. I shouldn't be saying that because I'm on the phone right now, But he was on the phone, which is illegal.
In California. Yeah,
exactly. It's illegal. And he was on the phone. Then I horned and horned, and people were looking at me like I'm crazy. So I pulled them over, and I was filled with adrenaline. I couldn't think straight or anything.
Yeah.
So I walked up to him and I said I couldn't talk straight in a little bit. So I was like, you know why I pulled you over? I mean, I was trying to flip the script almost. And he was kind of stunned. He thought I had a gun or something. And long story short, a couple of cops came, made a big scene, and I was pretty intimidated, actually. I couldn't, you know, it was very difficult for me to get my point across.
Did you write him a ticket while you were at it?
Or anything. What's that?
Did you write him a ticket?
I mean, I didn't know how to do it. Yeah. I don't have any paperwork, or, I mean, I could have called city council, or, I don't know. I have no clue how the process works, how the citizen, I don't even know if that's legal.
What is it? Julia had shown me something called, like, the karma ticket, where you essentially have what looks like sort of an official-looking ticket, except it's obviously not one of the government's tickets, and it's the karma ticket, and you're supposed to leave it on people's windshields who have done bad things. So, there are such things out there, and it'd be kind of fun to have.
For us to pull over a police officer for breaking the law?
I don't know. Did they charge you with anything? It doesn't sound like they did.
They had me. They said I could be arrested, and, you know, I was basically surrounded by about six cops in the middle of the road.
Well, there's a difference between saying you could be arrested and actually arresting you. So they're just trying to intimidate you.
I think I was just intimidated because I wasn't used to it.
Sure. This stuff takes practice, man. I mean, the more you interact with them, the easier it'll become. And I mean, I'm not speaking from any large amount of expertise. I've only had a handful of interactions myself. But certainly the more you do it, the better you'll get. And so that's definitely some activism I think we could use up here in New Hampshire.
There's nobody here out here that I could get help from, which is what I was going to ask you. I had a conversation with my friends yesterday. None of them listen to Free Talk Live, or, you know, they're just regular people. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the reasons it's not as appealing to young people is because, believe it or not, I asked them, and they said it's nightlife. I don't know if that makes any
sense. Oh, New Hampshire, yeah. Well, I mean, certainly I see where you're coming from on that, and that might be one of the reasons why we're seeing more people sort of in their early 30s that are, I guess, a little more career-oriented.
There's a lot of young guys who've moved, though. I mean, There's quite a few 20-year-olds.
Right. I mean, I see where he's coming from. Not every 20-year-old wants nightlife.
California is pretty, I guess, I don't know, exciting nightlife-wise. And people are, I don't know, that was one of the main arguments. And
well,
the second one is basically, yeah, go ahead.
I don't know what they want for nightlife. I mean, I don't know what that means. I'm not somebody that goes out and does that sort of thing. Are they talking about clubs or something? Or are they talking about bars?
They were talking about clubs and all this other stuff.
There aren't really any clubs in the Keene area. I don't know what's out in Manchester. There might be something in Manchester.
I think there's some clubs there.
And you're not far from Boston either, in some of the bigger places
around. Yeah, there's definitely a nightlife in Boston, so you could still move to Manchester, live in New Hampshire, and head down there on the weekends.
And it's easy for people to complain, and it's a whole other thing for them to come here and open a club and, you know, create what it is that they want to see. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. More on the way. You take control. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Show is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features are free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote us by going to promote.freetalklive.com. We got a whole list of things that you can do. Don't have to do them all. You can do whatever it is that fits you best. And those variety of ways will help new people come to this program and experience the message of freedom, which is a good thing. So head over to promote.freetalklive.com. Something else you can do is expand your podcast listening repertoire by visiting Nick and his partner Toby over at freemindstv.com. Not only are you a radio host, Nick, on Free Minds Radio, which happens once a week, people can get those archives at your website, but you also host a television show as well, which is sort of syndicated throughout the Northeast at this point. And people can get all those archives and watch the YouTubes all for free over at freemindstv.com.
Yeah, and if they like the show, they can sign up as a member. It's $3 a month or $30 a year. That's going to help us expand the TV side more and the radio side, hopefully. But we're in New Hampshire and Maine right now. We would like to branch out probably to more Northeastern states. But hey, I mean, if you like the show, if you watch it online and you're somewhere in California, if you want to sponsor a station, I think we took down the official program for that. Mm-hmm. But if somebody signs up as a member, that pretty much covers the cost for a station. So let us know where you live, and if it's a place where you have to submit it, we'll send it to you, and you can get it on air if you want it on your local cable access.
Right, because sometimes most of the time with a PEG channel, a public education or local access channel, the local person has to submit the actual product.
In a lot of places, some of the stations we're on don't, but then again, a lot of those are in more rural New Hampshire. They're rural New Hampshire
content.
And Maine, so a lot of them are little more than bulletin boards at this point, so they're looking for content as opposed to trying to figure out where to put it all, you know.
Right,
so,
whereas if you're in Los Angeles, it's a whole other situation.
It's way more difficult.
So let's go to your phone calls. That's, again, freemindstv.com. Let's talk to Dan in Texas. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Dan, what's on your mind?
I just want to let y'all know, I called in a few weeks ago about setting up a community radio station.
Excellent.
And
how's that going for you?
Y'all are live right now.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
My little corner of the world.
Is it on FM or AM?
It's on FM.
And, do you want to tell us, like, how did you go with something a little more than the Part 15? Is it several watts, or do you want to reveal that information?
Sure. It's an 18-watt transmitter I bought off of eBay. The whole project cost was $168.
Wow.
You know, not counting the cheap extra laptop I have here to run the stream, you know, but
right.
As far as transmission equipment, that was it.
So you bought a transmitter and it came with an antenna, is that right?
Antenna and power supply, audio cable, as well as the coax cable to feed the antenna.
And it's an 18-watt transmitter and an antenna for $168, including shipping?
That's it.
That's
free shipping.
That's cheap, man. So where's the antenna mounted? Is it outdoors or inside?
Right now it's on a post outdoors. It's not extremely high, but, you know, we're just testing it right now. I'm not going to put it on a huge tower and basically send up a flag saying, hey, you know, here I am.
Right.
But, and I may end up mounting it in such a way to cut down the range just so I can control it to just cover our little town and not anything more than that. So there's some room for adjustment here. I just haven't quite, got to that point yet.
So I'm curious. I mean, you're saying you're testing it. Is this your initial test going tonight? Are you just now testing it for the first time, or are you doing it all weekend?
I came home straight from work and scrambled to get the thing put together just in time to get your show on at the start.
That's exciting. Do you want to tell us where it is? I mean, not like your street address, but the general vicinity? What?
It's in Central Texas.
Okay.
You
don't want to get too specific.
We have one station out in Dallas, and that's nowhere even close to covering our area. So this is an area that previously was not covered by any kind of libertarian talk, much less, you know, your show.
Cool. So I'm such a huge fan of pirate, or rather community radio, and I think it's great. I think it's very courageous of those people like you who have the courage to flip a power switch on a transmitter. I mean, turning on a transmitter is, you know, a federal crime, essentially.
Right.
Or that's what they would have you believe. And I don't know if anybody did you dig in? Did you see if, you know, did you look into recent pirate radio or community radio cases where people were actually charged with anything? Or did you find that the FCC is just going in and stealing people's equipment? Do you know what they're doing as far as enforcement these days?
The latest thing I heard, it got real hot in the early, mid, and late 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, there's not a whole lot going on. The latest thing I heard of was, I think, this year or last year out in California, some long-time running, you know, pirate station that's been going for like 20 years or something just got shut down. And they antagonized the FCC. They ignored, you know, notices to stop. Generally, the first thing they'll do if you get on the radar screen, the first thing they'll do, they'll send you a letter to say stop. And you say, oh, I'm sorry, I thought I was legal, you know.
Uh-huh.
Sure, I'll stop, you know. And if you don't want to do that, then you just keep doing it. In that case, then they'll come in or keep sending you a few letters, and then they'll come in and steal your gear. And I guess if you go out and turn it back on the next night with another set of gear, I guess then they'll start hauling you in a cord. But, you know, I don't think it's going to be a problem where I am. If it is, I'll probably stop at least for a while. You know,
have another location, you could,
right,
like a friend's house.
It's not my hill to die on. It's I'm going to see how long I can get away with it, you know.
All right. So, well, I'm curious. I mean, definitely, will you keep us in the loop and let us know how it's working out?
Sure thing.
All right, cool. One other question. You said it was 18 watts. I mean, what kind of radius or what kind of diameter are you getting as far as
I don't
distance?
Know yet, because I just got the thing set up, so I haven't jumped in the car and gone driving around to see, you know.
Cool.
What's going on? So
have fun with that.
Yet.
So what kind of stuff are you going to program? Are you putting Free Talk Live on, like Gardner Goldsmith's show?
Well, what I'm going to do initially
Radio?
Is... Right. Well, what I'm doing initially, what I have time for is I'm going to run Free Talk Live on the weekdays. On weekends, I'm usually at home working around the house so I can manage the thing. And so I get some better automation going on. But, yes, I need to send out emails first to the different people, but I want to carry the Free Minds TV and radio. I want to carry the Gardner stuff, and also, have you heard of a podcast called Complete Liberty?
Yes.
Out of California.
No, excuse me. No, I'm reading a book called Complete Liberty, but I've not heard of a podcast.
Well, he wrote the book.
Oh, Wes is doing his own show. Oh, great.
Yeah, Wes Bertrand. Yeah, and I'm going to send an email to him, and if everybody is in agreement to let me do it, then I'll start carrying all that stuff.
I can't see why any of those people would say no. You can't
either.
Air my show. Can't
and then
see
on
why
the weekends, I'll just run a mishmash of rerun podcasts, you know, and just start going down the
list. Man. That's exciting, and I think it's great. I mean, I know you want to keep your head down, but if you ever decide you want to announce as far as where you are, we'll add you to our affiliates list. Otherwise,
I'm on the Free State Project sign-up list, so I'm just convincing the girlfriend right now.
All right, cool.
So this is just something I can do here to make me feel like I'm doing something productive until I can get up there with
you. And then you can move it up to New Hampshire, and that'd be even better. Thanks, dude, for the call tonight. Appreciate the info, the inside scoop. It's always interesting to hear from the people behind the transmitters, the people that are taking the risks to bring original content, content that it has. You know, it's not an easy task getting shows like Free Talk Live or Free Minds Radio on the radio. I mean, Nick, you've begun to experience what it's like doing affiliate relations. You've started to make some phone calls.
Yeah, it's hard to get program directors to pick up the phone in the first place, and I haven't yet. I've called several stations, didn't get anybody. I need to do more, but once I get them on the phone, I have a feeling that the return rate on it is going to be fairly low. So once you get somebody, you're going to get a lot of no's actually getting people before you get a yes.
Well, what you tend to get mostly is if you approach them the right way and you respect their time, they'll give you a yes to listening to the show, and then it'll be a bunch of no's, I can't put you on the air. Because, they've already got 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of programming, and they're not really in a rush to change any of it.
Or they'll say in 6 months, maybe, something like that, but my schedule's solid right now, something along those lines. So
it's a process, which means that if a listener could go out there and take the risk and put up a transmitter of their own, it'll be interesting to hear from Dan as far as what kind of range he's getting on 18 watts. I mean, it doesn't sound like a lot, but at the same time, it could cover a small town pretty easily, I would think. It depends on your antenna height.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what you would get out of 50 or 100 watts, what a good limit is as far as, I mean, you don't want to be too big because then you probably will draw too much attention, but you also want to reach as many people as you can.
That's true. And those transmitters are out there and they're relatively affordable. I mean, they're certainly not $186 or $168 what he spent on that 18-watt transmitter. You can get a 50-watt transmitter for $1,000 or so. So you're looking at a much more significant investment, which means that if they come in and raid a situation like that, you're gonna be losing quite a bit. So you have to be really serious about, because you're putting it on the line.
Somebody, I don't know. I mean, a lot of people have hobbies. A lot of people gamble.
Oh yeah,
gamble more than
deal.
That in a casino in the course of a night. So
I'm just trying to give people an idea of what it is that they're dealing with here. Right. And you're absolutely right. I mean, hobbyists will spend thousands upon thousands of dollars on their hobby. And you know what? If people are going to jail for it, it doesn't really seem like a huge risk. I mean, you're going to lose the laptop. You're going to lose the transmitter. You're going to lose the antenna. They might take some other things that are around, but there's just not a lot of experience out there with those kinds of raids, especially them raiding liberty-minded people. Usually they're just pirates or socialists out in California that they get raided. I wonder how many of them would be sort of considering themselves in our camp. Hour 2 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.